Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What is it about quilting that so many people, especially women, love? Let's go in depth with Teresa Spohr, Patsy Murphy, and Phyllis Weeks with the Peacemakers Quilt Guild of Knoxville. Well, you ladies have brought some beautiful quilts this morning. We have, I don't know, there's stories in each of them, I suspect, isn't there?
Yes.
A lot of stories.
Well, how long have you been quilting? Let's start with that.
Probably 15, 20 years.
About 20 years. We started together.
15, 20.
I've been quilting since 1999. I'm a latecomer.
Well, how many quilts do you think you've made over the years? Is that a question you ask a quilter?
Yeah, it's a question you ask, but I don't think I can answer it.
At least 50.
At least.
Well, I know. I've made at least 20 and given them away to my grandchildren.
Right. All right, and you've brought in some of your favorite quilts today. Let's start with this beautiful blue one right in front of us. What's the story of this quilt?
Well, that's mine, and we do a block of the month challenge at our quilt guild every year, usually. And what that means is every month we get a pattern, and you make one block, and then goes on for the entire year. Then at the end of the year, you get the pattern for the rest of your quilt. This happens to be a Nancy Rink design. She's a really good designer, and we got this pattern off the internet. And as you see, there's probably 12 different blocks, and then the settings.
A block being one of the squares,
one of the individual.
Well, to me, it looks like a starry sky, stars of different sizes. That's what you're trying to get across?
The name of it is Northern Lights.
Northern Lights.
Well, so very close.
Very close. And it's beautiful, beautiful blue background. Imagine just bursts of, well, Northern Lights, if you've seen them, or stars, mm-hmm. or an aura of beauty in the northern skies. That's just great. And how long did this take you to make?
Well, actually, we worked on it for a year, but only made a block a month. So when we finally got to put it together, it wasn't that long. That's kind of hard to figure out on that one.
And so is it something that you've given away, that you're keeping at home? This one's a keeper?
This one is at home right now, only because nobody's asked for it. If one of the grandkids wants it, it'll be a giveaway.
All right. Well, that's one of the fun things to do is give them away to family and friends.
Yes, make lots of those.
Patsy, what's your favorite? What'd
well,
you bring?
I brought a red and white quilt, and it's red and white baskets. So each block is a different basket. And I made the same blocks and sent them to Scotland to a pen pal. Some of us have pen pals in Scotland, too, and they belong to a quilt guild over there. So my pen pal sent me blocks, and I sent her the red and white basket blocks. And I made myself a quilt as I was sending her the blocks because I wanted a memory that we both would have. And it's been a lot of fun to put together, and it's been a favorite. It's red and white, so I usually put it out at Christmas time, and I leave it out until Thanksgiving time because of the red and white theme.
And so what are the different images represent in the blocks?
They're just each a basket.
Basket, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basket, just said. It reminds me of sort of some older styles of quilt. Is that correct?
Yes. I wanted to have somewhat of an older style or antique look. And a lot of times we'll put interesting things on the back of our quilts as well. And oddly enough, my sister had given me a red and white tablecloth was quite large, and I incorporated that into the back of the quilt.
And the baskets, does that mean something to you, baskets?
Just the, I like the style of the block.
It looks almost Victorian in terms of the complexity of the old designs and the fabrics that you chose.
Right. And it was fun to pick out a lot of red and white fabrics. And most of the fabrics are red and white, but in the setting squares, they are a red and cream. And I think they go together very well.
Yes, it's lovely. And Phyllis, you've got one over here that you were saying tells a story. Let's move over to this one. And it's got a title.
The name of this quilt is just Welcome to Our Farm. And I guess about 10 years ago, we had a project in our quilt guild called a row quilt project. And for example, I would start a row. I would do one row, and then I would provide the fabric, and then it would go on for another person to another person, and she would add a row using my fabric or my color scheme and also my theme. And the one that I did for the Quilt Guild was called Seeing Stars, and it's a row. It's a quilt of about, I would say, 10 rows made by different people in our guild, and they each used a star theme. And so I was kind of caught up in row quilts. And I was also very caught up in quilting because I was a new quilter and I just couldn't get enough of it. And so I decided to do a quilt, and each row tells a story of something on our farm. Our farm has had such happy memories. We've been here 15 years and it's just full of life, birds and wildlife, and the children have come to visit, and we have some sheep and we had some chickens. Of course, we have a lot of turkeys. And we have a lot of deer, and so each row tells a story about what we see and hear on our farm.
And it's just beautiful. Let's start at the top. You say, welcome to our farm, and you've got countryside. And then you've got a row of named birds.
These are all the songbirds that we see and hear on the farm. And I don't know if I'd have to look on my label. I have a label that talks about every row. And so we see robins and chickadees and bluebirds, goldfinches, purple martins, Baltimore orioles, mm-hmm. cardinals, black-billed cuckoos, red-winged blackbirds, and meadowlarks. And so each of the birds is in the color, each of the blocks is in the color of those birds. And it's a bird block that I got from a book. And then I looked up to see what sounds they made, and I printed that on above each
cheery
bird.
Cheery up, mm-hmm. chickadee, chickadee, turie, turie. That's pretty cool with the beautiful bird images. Below it are rabbits. Below that is a block of children with names, grandchildren.
The interesting story about this, when I was doing this row, I called each one of my daughters-in-law and asked them to fax me a handprint of the children. And they were, some of them small, 18 months old at the time. And the next morning I woke up, and there in my printer tray were all these cute little hands, outlines of hands. Mm-hmm. And it really just touched my heart. And the next row is our homestead.
The buildings and equipment. Dogs.
And our farm dogs. And the next row is our Jacob sheep. And they
with
all.
With names.
With names, because they all have had names. Some of them still survive, but they're very, very old now. They've grown old along with us. In the next row are our Banty chickens, which were very colorful. And I tried to capture some of the colors in the wildlife to make it true. And then the next row are the turkeys finding love in our Larry's Prairie, uh-huh. and these are the wildflowers. The last row is deer jumping up and down in the cornfields.
And so. Beautiful, beautiful work. The corn is almost pops out at you. It's very nice.
Anyway, I don't know that I'd have the patience to do something like this again, but and I have one little grandson who's come to Iowa every year since we've lived here. He's 12 now, and he's never missed a year, and he just loves Iowa. He loves everything about the farm, so I'm going to, see that he gets it.
He's
going to
get this one.
He's going to get
what
this one.
What a memory that you'll be giving to him.
Mm-hmm. And he would identify with all of this, too, because he just loves everything about Iowa. In fact, I think he wants to go to Iowa State. He likes the cycle. So.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about quilting with Teresa Spohr, Patsy Murphy, and Phyllis Weeks with the Peacemakers Quilt Guild of Knoxville. We have one more quilt over here. Whose is this?
Now, this is a guild project, and I brought this because...
It's beautiful, Christmassy.
The projects that we work on as a group are very special to me because it has input from a number of different people. And this is called a border challenge, and it would have started out with a 12-inch block in the center, which I provided. It was a star, and it is a Christmas motif. And then I never saw the star again, and it was until the very end. And so it passed through at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think it passed was quilt. Passed to 5 other people, and they each added a border around the center star. And then I was stuck on how to finish it. Several years after we had our border challenge, we all engaged in making blocks for each other. And you could name the kind of block and provide fabric and then pass those directions on to another guild member, and they would make some blocks for you. And so somebody made me 30 flying geese blocks.
Which is this.
That's so that they look like arrows.
Okay.
If you don't know what a flying geese block is. And so I just put everything away for about 5 years, the flying geese blocks and the rest of it. And so I don't know what, last winter I thought, I've got to finish this. And so I was kind of one of those epiphanies. That's all I can say. It's like, oh, I know what I'll do. You know, I'll add this vine border and some flowers. And I happen to have the Della Robbia Christmas border in my stash. And so I think it just is striking.
Yes, it is striking, and they're all beautiful. And are you all part of the same guild?
Yes, we are.
And what's
we
that
are.
Guild called?
The Peacemakers Quilt Guild of Knoxville.
And how many people are in it?
About 35.
35, all mm-hmm. ladies?
Yes.
All ladies.
Right.
Well, based upon what you've shown me is that some of this is collaborative. That must be part of the fun, is just doing things together.
Absolutely. That's the main purpose of the guild, is to get together and share.
We share ideas and we share patterns and we share fabrics. At different times we have had where we would bring what we call a fat quarter of the month, and it would have a theme. It would either have a color theme, or perhaps it would have a Christmas fabric in December or a patriotic fabric in July. And then one person's fat quarter would be drawn out of the box, and that person would go home with the fat quarters for that month. And then the next month you would all bring your fat quarters again, and hopefully then somebody in the guild every person in the guild got a chance to win those fat quarters. And then, of course, it was fun to see that person come back a year or so later and have created something out of all of that fabric that she got. So those are some of the things we've done. We've also made little 9-patch blocks that were only about 5 inches square, and we all brought at least 2 of those for each member and took those home as well on a month-to-month basis. So we ended up with enough of those small 9-patch blocks to make projects or a quilt. Some of us also like to go into other areas. I'm wearing a jacket, which I made. It's very much quilting fabric. All of it is quite colorful and bold, and normally you would never think to put these colors together, but once you put it in a jacket, it works well.
It's beautiful for a cool spring day especially.
Yes, and we also make purses in bags. Here is a purse, which I personally didn't make. I purchased this one at a quilt guild meeting, but I have made half a dozen other purses. And Teresa, you want to tell about your bag?
Yeah, this is just a big tote bag. And several of us happened to make this bag, not as a project, but one person brought it and we said, oh, where'd you get that pattern? And that's what we do with a lot of things. And now several of us have these, and it's been really handy.
We're going to have to step back for a second. Fat quarter. What's a fat quarter?
Well, when you take a yard of fabric, of course, the yard is 36 inches long. And then the width of the fabric that we buy today is anywhere from 40 to 44 inches wide. So you take that piece of fabric and you cut it into four equal parts. And that's called a fat quarter. One of those equal parts is a fat quarter. So it is 18 inches by 20 to 22 inches. So that's called a fat quarter.
I see.
And they have specific patterns for making quilts out of fat quarters. So you could buy a whole stack of fat quarters that are coordinated fabric and then get your pattern and you can make a quilt that's all coordinated out of that. A fat quarter is just a beautiful little piece of fabric that you're always looking for fat quarters to fill in your stash that you might want this purple or this red someday. You're not sure, but you add it to your stash. So we all have a supply of fat quarters to finish out our stashes.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about quilting with Teresa Spohr, Patsy Murphy, and Phyllis Weeks with the Peacemakers Quilt Guild of Knoxville. A lot of these things are for families, for memories, for gifts. And I read somewhere that a quilter works with her hands, but gives with her heart, her quilts. And
very
I feel...
true.
Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
we
is.
Love what we do. It's just a wonderful pastime, and we love to compare what we've done with what our Quilt Guild members have done. We meet anybody who's not in a Quilt Guild. We want to invite them to join because the more people we have, the better time we have, the more ideas we have, the more creative we become. So it's always a collaborative effort. Our Quilt Guild often... we'll do a charity quilt, and by that, every quilt member will supply either one or two blocks to go into this one quilt that we'll all make as a group. And when we do that, we usually have a theme, and so the fabric is all coordinated. Everyone is probably giving a certain piece of fabric, and you're to build a quilt block around that piece of fabric. And then at the end of the year, we put those together and create a quilt that we give to some... well, we did one for...
we've done it for the Humane Society.
Yes.
We did one for a little boy who had cancer.
Right.
Just whatever...
whoever needs some money, then we'll...
or some love.
Right. We will auction off the quilt. The other thing we've done is one project we had was where we all made baby quilts, and one year we gave baby quilts to every baby that was born at the Knoxville Hospital that year.
Wow.
So that was a fun project, too. We got to see everybody's baby quilt, you know, at the Quilt Guild meeting, and then it was taken to the hospital to be given away.
Well, now you ladies have an event coming up that people can see your quilts. And what else is happening with the event?
Well, we're having a quilt show on Friday, June 3rd. Saturday, June 4th. On Friday, it's from 10 to 7. Saturday, it's 9 to 5. And it will be at the Lake Red Rock Cultural Center, just off the northwest corner of the square in Knoxville. We have a silent auction where each of us will be making a project, and then people have a chance to bid on it and purchase it and take it home. We have vendors coming from as far away as Storm Lake. We have one coming from Fort Dodge, and we have our local people. We have B&B coming from Tracy.
Sampler from Sheraton. That's another close one.
Mm-hmm.
There's one from Ottumwa.
Oh, yes. That
one from Oskaloosa. We have 10, which that's pretty good, I
that's
think.
That's a nice number of vendors, and then they will bring their fabric and their kits and their patterns, and they will set up, and they will be prepared to sell them.
So a great time to learn or admire,
yes.
Appreciate.
Right. Yes, and it's $3 per person for each day. And we have over 150 things that we'll be displaying.
we have about 60 large quilts. Is that, that's what I understand?
Close, I think.
I think we have about 60 large quilts, and then we have smaller wall hangings, and then we have individual projects like tote bags and purses that people will be sharing. And so I think, and I would like to say that we have some very talented ladies in our guild. We have some who enter their quilts in the Iowa State Fair and have won ribbons, and one of our gals was fortunate enough to have a quilt displayed at Paducah. And if you don't know what Paducah is, it's like ranks up there with Houston and New York as far as the ultimate in quilt shows, would you say? And so
yes.
I mean, we have gals who win ribbons, and then we have gals who just, like myself, who just sew for grandchildren, and that kind of is like winning a ribbon too, because every quilt I've ever given to a grandchild has been warmly received. And I guess I started making them 10 years ago, and some of them are pretty well worn, and that's a sign of a quilt that's been loved.
Thanks to Teresa Spohr, Patsy Murphy, and Phyllis Weeks for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.